Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechta Beya, Perik Hei, Mishnah Hei. Hagercheles, for burning coal, Kiraglia Bailam. Wherever the Bailam can go, that's where this coal can go. However, Vishalheves, the flame itself, let's say someone lit a lamp or a piece of wood from a friend's flame. You can take that wherever you want. I mean, wherever he can go. B'chal makom, even outside of the tchum of the owner of the flame. And that's because the flame isn't considered something that has mamish. We don't apply the halachis of tchum chfeitzim to a flame. Now, once we're discussing the halachis of how a coal is different than a flame, so we say not only in regard to tchumen, but here are two other halachis where there's a difference between the coal and the flame. The Mishnah continues, Gachela shel hegdish, a coal of hegdish mayalin ba. If you use a coal of hegdish for your own hana, you would be chayiv a karb mi'ila. However, shel hedes, if you use a flame of hegdish, loy nehenin v'loy mayalin. Literally, we may not use it, but we don't incur a chayiv mil. You don't have to bring a karb or pay the penalty. Let's explain. Min ha'tayr, if someone has hana b'shoigeg, meaning by mistake, from something that belongs to Hegdish, he's chayiv a karb mi'il. He has to bring an asham mi'ilais. So a coal of Hegdish is considered something that belongs to Hegdish. Use it for your own benefit, you are mild b'Hegdish. But if you use the flame of Hegdish, so the Rabban HaTaket don't want us to use it. I don't want you to take a flame of Hegdish and use it. L'chetchila we say loy nehena, you shouldn't have a nafram. But if he did, well, loy me'al, he doesn't bring a carbon mi'ila for this. It's not really called using Hegdish's item, because a flame is not an item. And here's another halacha, where we see a difference between the coal and the flame. Hamoit zigecheles, if someone would take out a coal from a reshus ha'yachad l'reshus ha'ram, on Shabbos, chayv is chayv, you carried something. And a coal is a something. But v'shalheves, if you took out a flame from a reshus ha'yachad to a reshus ha'rabim potter, there's no mamish over here. Now this means he took out the flame without the, let's say, the candle or the wood that the flame is burning on. How do you do that? Let's say he blew it, or he waved it. Let's say you wave at a flaming coal. So the flame like blows away from the coal. So if you move a flame in such a way from one reshus to the other, you're not chayav. But if, let's say, there was a splinter of wood over here with a flame burning from it, and he carries it from one rishus to the other, then it'll be chayiv because of the wood. Zak de mishnah weiter. Bar shel yachad. This is a bar of water. This is where I keep my water. It belongs to me. It's private. The other people of the city, they don't have a shutfus over here in this water. So karagli hayachad. If I want to be nice and let people come and take the water, but they can only take that water to wherever I can go. However, zak de mishnah weiter. Let's say it's a public bar. Everyone has a shutfis over here. The whole town is a partner in this. So kiragli anshe oisei ha'ir. That means the only place anyone can take water is a place where everyone in the city can go. So if one person from this city made an eruvit tachuma toward the east, everybody else can only take it toward the east. Now I want to remind you that unless someone made a special eruv, everyone in the city has 2,000 amos in each direction, starting from outside the city. Now, exactly where it starts, not mamish from outside of the city, that we learned to Masech the Zerav. Vaitra zakta mishnah v'shel oylei bavel. The people who used to live outside of Eretz Yisrael, they were very kind. They dug bayrais along the roads between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, so that those that come to be oylei regel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael should have water to drink. Those bayrais are considered hefker. Therefore, the Mishnah says, "Kiragle hamemalei." Whoever fills up water from this bar, the water goes after wherever that person's tchum is. Because anything that's hefker doesn't click into place bein hashmashais. If something is owned by someone, so wherever it is bein hashmashais, it stays that way the whole Shabbos. It's in that person's tchum. But if something is hefker, we don't have this halacha. So whoever picks it up during Shabbos, it becomes his. We say it's as if it was meant to be his from Bein HaShemashos, from when Shabbos or Yom Tov set in. And wherever he goes, that's where the water goes. Okay, so what are we learning on Mishnah? We learned that a kol is karagli abalim, because a kol is considered a substantive thing. You can hold it, you can see it, you can touch it. Not so in the case of a flame. Flame's not limited to whomever I took the flame from. We said in regard to a kol of hegdish, mayalim bo, you would be chayv a karb mi'ilif, you used it b'shaygig for your own use. Because again, it's something you can touch, it has substance. A shalheves, however, although Chazal say you shouldn't have enough from it, because we're scared if you have enough from the flame, you'll come to have enough from the coal. But a shalheves that belongs to Hengdish, although you're not supposed to have enough from it, if you did, you would not be chayv a karb meal. We said if someone takes out a coal to the Rishus Rabim from a Rishus Yachad, he would be chayv on Shabbos. Not so in the case of a flame, if all he took was the flame, like by blowing it. And then we learned in the last part of the Mishnah that there are three types of boiras. They used to keep their water in a bar. They didn't have running water in pipes. There's a bar shel yachid, a private bar. So the water in that bar goes after whoever the owner of the bar is. Then there's a bar that's a public bar for all the people in the city. So the water here goes wherever the people of the city can go. And then you have a bar shel hefker, like those boiras that were dug for the yidden coming to the Eile Regel. And over here we say whoever draws the water, it goes after him. Wherever he can go, that's where that particular water can go.